Nice to be joined by Wayne Wallingford. He's the 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau. And yes, we usually do talk to Mr. Wallingford during session, but it's been really a busy and exciting time for Wayne away from session as well. And Wayne, a lot of nice accolades have come your way. I would like to start with the fact that the Senate elected you as the Assistant Majority Floor Leader, and that position responsible for assuming the floor leader's role in the absence of the floor leader. So some more responsibility placed on you, and I'm sure that you were proud to get that nod.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I was nominated, and then someone said, I move the nominations be closed, and someone said, I move we elect Wayne by acclamation, and suddenly there I was, the Assistant Majority Floor Leader. So I was really honored and humbled that my peers have that kind of, you know, faith in my ability to help lead the Senate in that role.
Yeah, it happened fast then, huh?
It did, yes. So, and we start this next year, 2019, we'll start on the 9th of January, which is, according to our formula, the latest we can ever start. This year it was the earliest. We started on the 3rd, so I'll have a little bit more time before I get down to work with the other people on the leadership team. And I think we're going to have a very good year. We have the new governor, Mike Parson, who I know very well, served in the Senate with him. And then his office was right next to mine when he became the lieutenant governor. So I have a good relationship with him. And I think we have a lot of the same ideas and plans for the state of Missouri.
Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia was elected as the majority floor leader, and that position kind of sets the schedule up for bills that will be considered by the full body. And so will you work kind of in collaboration with Senator Rowden at all?
Yes, Senator Rowden's a very good friend of mine, and as majority floor leader, I'll be working with him as the assistant to help set up the schedule of bills for consideration by the full body. And then, of course, you always decide how much time is the bill going to have, because you can chew up time on very difficult bills if there's a lot of disagreement. So a lot of times you table that and say, go work on it some more with the colleagues that have some problems with it, and come back and we'll bring it up again and kind of work it that way, so we don't waste too much time on the Senate floor. And then, of course, you decide when you're going to break to go to committee meetings, when you'll come back, and how late you'll work during the night. You know, we seem to go pretty long a lot of times, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, midnight. One time it was 5:30 a.m. when we finally, dismissed for the next day, which was already the next day, so there's a lot of things to do, and I'm glad my peers have the confidence in me that I'll be able to do that. And, of course, when Senator Rowden isn't on the floor, I'll be able to lead that as well.
So a very powerful position. The position determines what gets looked at in what order. As you look ahead at the session to come, what will be some of the priorities in your estimation that the Senate will deal with this year?
Yeah, I think the Senate and the governor are aligned workforce development and infrastructure. We had a proposition on the ballot this year for increasing the gas tax, because our roads are falling apart and crumbling right in front of our eyes, and we were hoping that we could get a gas tax, a 2.5 cent each year for 4 years for a total of 10 cents. We have the second lowest gas tax in the nation, and I'm not a person that likes to increase taxes, but it's like owning your home. You know, if your roof is leaking, you repair it. If your hot water heater goes out, or your air conditioner or, you know, heating system goes out, you don't want to spend the money, but you have to. And that's kind of the way it is with the state, that we haven't raised the gas tax in 26 years. And you can, you know, imagine what inflation has done to the power of the dollar over those number of years where it hasn't been raised. So it's just prudent to keep up with that. I mean, that's one of our responsibilities, and it's a public safety issue, quite frankly.
Wayne, you also received a couple of awards while the session was out. One of them came from the Missouri Dental Association, and tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, that's the second time I've received that award from the Missouri Dental Association as Outstanding Legislator of the Year Award. I carried a bill. People that have dental insurance rely on the people that accept that dental insurance, so they get a better rate. But the insurance companies haven't been very quick in removing dentists from their list if they've don't have an agreement with them anymore. So a person shows up at the dental office and thinks they're going to take their insurance and find out, no, they don't. And then they start calling around on the list when they finally get a list from the insurance company and find out a lot of people aren't on that list anymore. And unfortunately, some people find out after they've already had the procedures done and get this astronomical dental bill that they thought was going to be, if not all, at least partially picked up by the insurance company. So it was a very simple, common sense piece of legislation saying, you have to be more prudent and responsible for keeping that list updated as you find out dentists are no longer accepted under your program. So the dentists really appreciated that, because it's going to make their job a lot easier, because you show up to a dentist and now you're mad at the dentist, and it's not his fault that they don't have an agreement with that insurance company anymore, and that insurance company didn't relay that to their customers. So very common sense piece of legislation.
I think that I agree with you that some of the best legislation is common sense legislation, and it's too bad it even took legislation to get that done.
Well, exactly. That's what I agree. A lot of this stuff should be done on its own, but for some reason it's not. But we did it, and the insurance companies, we worked with them too. We want to make sure that they were in agreement with it. So after working with them and the Missouri Dental Association, we were able to come up with something that got passed and signed by the governor.
Very good. Your other award came from the Missouri Centers for Independent Living, Wayne.
Yes, I was real glad to get that. I do a lot of work for senior citizens. In fact, I just attended the Agency on Aging Matters. It used to be the Area Agency on Aging, and now they changed their name to Aging Matters, and it's for senior citizens across the state that get support through like the senior centers and different things like that. So I received the Star Award myself, I think, a couple years ago for that, but then this year I was selected for the Missouri Center for Independent Living Award, which helps the people, the seniors that are living in independent living centers. So again, another thing that I was very humbled to receive from them. And of course, I'm a senior myself, so I guess I have to watch out for seniors. So.
That's right. So it's been a pretty nice time away from session for you, huh?
It's been very busy. I've been on the road quite a bit. Was in Colorado for a seminar on higher education, and then I'm the state chair for the Mississippi River Legislative Caucus. So I was up in Iowa working with that, because I have three of my counties that border the Mississippi River, and then of course I have a port in Scott County as well. And then the co-chair for American Legislative Exchange Council, so went to that meeting. So a lot of different things going on.
Wayne, if I remember right, you were on both the budget committee last year as well as the tax committee. Do you anticipate that you'll do that again?
Well, I certainly hope so. We have, of course, a new president pro tem, because Senator Ron Richard was termed out, and now we have a new president pro tem, Senator Dave Schatz, and he's the one that assigns people to the committees in that. But I'm hoping I will continue to be the chair of the Ways and Means Committee and continue on appropriations to complete my final 2 years in the Senate.
All right. Well, we thank you for your time. Congratulate you on a nice couple months here, and look forward to talking with you once again during session.
I look forward to it.
Wayne Wallingford, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, joining us on Regional Radio.